Well, the Atlanta Braves will make history this year. Unfortunately, it's because it looks like they're headed for one of the worst seasons in the franchise's history. Next year, maybe the team will get a fresh start in their fresh new stadium in Cobb County. The Braves' move, though, has been plagued with problems from the very beginning. Millions of dollars have been tacked on to the initial cost of construction, and it looks like several key pieces of infrastructure may not be ready when the stadium opens. Another wrinkle is traffic. Traffic is already pretty bad in Cobb County, so how much worse will it be once SunTrust Park opens next year? Dan Kleppel has some ideas about that. He's a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Good to have you back, Dan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And also with us is Angie Schmidt. She's the editor of Streets Blog USA. Hi there, Angie.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Dan, what were the plans originally? I mean, they must have made plans to try to make sure that traffic congestion did not get bad around the stadium.
Well, it already is bad, as you mentioned.
Okay, and worse?
Yes. Well, and for sold-out games, the estimate is that an additional 20,000 cars will be on the road. The Braves and the county say that there are a few things that will help mitigate the traffic. One is that there is 14 points of access into the stadium development. Another is technology. There will be apps that fans can have that will show them the best route to the stadium and where to park, where available parking is. And they also say that the mixed-use development that the Braves are building outside the stadium will cause fans to arrive early and stay late after games are over, and that will help mitigate traffic. I mean, there's truth in all of that. There's also flaws in the argument. On a Wednesday night game, it's hard to imagine that fans coming from work will get there early.
Yeah.
And if they have to get up for work the next morning, it's hard to imagine that they'll stay late. And those 14 points of access, that's true. There are 14 points of access, but there's only 2 points of access to the 14 points off the interstate. And so there are going to be choke points.
Okay. What happened to the pedestrian bridge, and why is that going to make it worse?
Well, I don't know that it will make it worse. The bridge has been a part of the stadium plan from the beginning. In fact, the county announced the plan to build the bridge the day after the Braves announced their move. So it's been hand in glove, part of the plan from the very beginning. The cost of the bridge has been unclear from the beginning. Now we know construction is almost $11 million. There's another $1 million for the design of the bridge. And they still have to buy right-of-way or land that they need to build the bridge. And that cost is unknown. So the cost is more than was originally determined. And it's not going to be open to the shuttle tram that they're going to have to carry fans from hotels and distant parking to the ballpark. Originally, the plan was to have these buses go over the bridge and out of the main traffic jams around the stadium, and to keep them free of the traffic, and the bridge is going to be ready for those buses for the first year at least.
Which implies that's going to make things worse.
Well, the buses will be in traffic with everybody else, right?
Angie, is there a, I mean, if you're going to have thousands of people, perhaps tens of thousands, coming in to a stadium, can you do that without having major traffic headaches?
This is a little bit of an unusual case. I mean, usually stadiums are in cities that are sort of set up to be multimodal, to be walkable, to
What does multimodal mean, Angie?
To have multiple forms of transportation that provide access. So when it was more in the downtown area, people could use MARTA. And although MARTA access wasn't that great, some people did use MARTA to get to the games. But this stadium is located in more of a suburban area. Almost everyone's going to have to arrive by car. And that presents a lot of problems. It requires a lot of infrastructure because cars sort of take up a lot of space. So that means they're going to need to have a lot of parking, and there may not be enough road space already in place to accommodate those kind of crowds.
Dan, is it too late to talk about the possibility of mass transit going to the stadium so that you don't have to have 20,000 cars?
Well, Cobb County has been traditionally resistant to MARTA expansion into Cobb. If you want to take mass transit to the ballpark. If you're south, what you'll have to do is take MARTA to the Arts Center station and get on a bus. They have a Route 10X bus that will take you to the stadium, but that's going to be in traffic with everybody else.
Yeah, and also without traffic, it takes over an hour to do that. I've looked because I live in Marietta,
right.
And that's not really a realistic
That's the mass transit plan at this point.
And there's no possibility, as far as you know, of it opening that debate being reopened.
I wouldn't say that. I would never say never, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon, and certainly not in time for 2017.
So, Angie, how are we, not just Metro Atlantans, but everybody in Georgia, because people do come from around the state to go, how do we deal with this? What can we do?
Well, I think people are going to think this sounds crazy, but one thing that you could do, I think, is take a lane of the highway during the games and make it bus only. If you're going to be transporting all these people by these circulator buses from nearby, give them a jump ahead of traffic. That will encourage less people to drive. You have to sort of encourage less people to drive if you're going to fit so many people in such a confined area. Another thing that they could do along the same lines is just charge for parking or charge more for parking. Potentially that would get more people carpooling, considering taking transit, maybe biking. I don't think it's a very safe area for biking, so you probably won't see a lot of that, but
If we'd love to hear from all of you out there, how do you feel about the Braves' move to Cobb County? We sent our production assistants out into Atlanta to ask that question.
My name is Venus Prather, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm kind of disappointed because they've been in Summer Hill for all this time, and the neighborhood has really went down since they decided to move to Cobb County. So I'm kind of disappointed about that. Yeah, and I know the neighbors are. I know they are.
Vicki Van Buren, and I'm from here, Atlanta. Well, I think it was kind of sneaky, to be honest with you. I don't really know if I know all the details behind it, but I don't really care for the area where they're moving to. It's already congested beyond belief, and I kind of feel like there might have been some things going on that the general public was not made aware of until it was too late. So I really think they should stay in Atlanta.
We would love you to join this conversation. You can do that on Twitter. Victor Walters tweets that the construction of the new stadium, honestly, it is making me look for a new home. My guests are AJC reporter Dan Kleppel and blogger Angie Schmidt. We're talking about the new Braves Stadium in Cobb County and the effects it may have on the surrounding area. Dan, who's involved in considering solutions to this?
Well, one of the big missing puzzle pieces right now is the Braves parking plan. They're going to announce that later this summer, and that's going to have a tremendous effect on traffic patterns. And so we just don't know what the plan is for parking at this point, and, you know, we're less than a year out. So the Braves say that's coming. So certainly the Braves and their parking plan is a big piece of that.
Do we even have any idea how much land they've purchased for the purpose of parking?
Well, we know how much land they purchased, but for parking, it's unclear exactly what their plan is. They're going to announce it. And the county is also involved because they will be responsible for the police officers and that sort of thing outside directing traffic. So it's a partnership between the Braves and the county.
Who pays for all the police officers outside directing traffic?
The Braves will have security inside the stadium. I believe they fund that, and I believe it's the county's responsibility outside for the most part.
Angie, what are you most concerned about with, I mean, you write about streets. That's what you do. What are you most concerned about here?
Well, I think everyone's concern is sort of the same, is that there's already this terrible traffic at the nexus of these two huge highways, and that it's going to get worse, and that I don't know. It's interesting. I haven't seen a case like this before, so it'll be interesting to see.
What do you mean you haven't seen a case like this before?
Well, it's like I said, it's unusual to see these in a suburban area as opposed to an urban area.
Oh, I see.
An area that's so exclusively sort of a drive-to place. And also, it's also not sort of
I think it would be a little bit better if it was in a more rural area. If it was in an area that wasn't so developed, then they could build, you know, acres and acres of parking and it would be no problem. So this is a little bit of the worst of both worlds, if you ask me.
We have a tweet from Edward Osterhaus says, not bitter here, but the only food allowed at Braves and Cobb should be grits with sugar. Dan, are we supposed to look at this now that we're starting to see reports on how bad the traffic may be? Did something fall through? Was there a plan that did not actually come through? Or is this just the inevitable result of putting a large baseball stadium into a suburban area?
Yeah, I think that traffic has been a major concern with this project really since it was announced. And I think, if anything, maybe the people fretting over it is getting more and more as, you know, the opening of the stadium approaches. So maybe you're hearing more of it because of that. But I remember the very first public meetings on this thing, traffic was front and center concern from right out of the gate.
So, Angie, is there also concern, do you think, that people may avoid the stadium if traffic is really, I mean, if you're stuck in traffic for, you know, over an hour just getting from the interstate to the stadium, I would imagine that would turn down ticket sales.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, I think that's possible. It will be interesting to see, like I said. It will be interesting. Yeah, potentially. I mean, I think maybe traffic already might be sort of a deterrent, even without considering the additional cars.
That is blogger Angie Schmidt, and we spoke with AJC reporter Dan Kleppel. We're talking about the new Braves Stadium in Cobb. Angie's the editor of Streets Blog USA. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.